America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Not a good night for the Knickerbockers. They didn't play badly, but they didn't finish, and they lost in Atlanta.
Here's Rizashe. We are tied at 110.
Look at the pause and composure of the neophyte. Coming into the paint, taking his time, duping and hooping.
30 points for the rookie. And now the Hawks have scored five in a row.
That's a heck Rishi Shane.
Duping and hooping?
He did. But I don't think what you're thinking.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
I mean, play it again. I just want to hear that again.
Here's Rizashe. We are tied at 110.
Look at the pause and composure of the neophyte. Coming into the paint, taking his time, duping and hooping.
Duping.
Yeah, duping. I mean, duping to me is...
Duping in the paint?
Right, is going number two. That's what dupe is around here.
Dipping and duping, maybe? I don't know.
I think another definition is like sort of like misdirecting and fooling to dupe someone.
Oh.
Thank you, Eddie.
Right, Eddie.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Yeah, duping.
It sounded good, though.
Anyhow, Rishi Shea with 33, Jalen Johnson 23. The Hawks beat the Knicks 121-116. Kenny Albert and Clyde Frazier on MSG. So here's Tom Thibodeau. So what happened?
We started slowly, worked our way back, got the lead. Our offense was fine. And then, you know, we're giving them a second and third shot. You know, so they had 16 more field goal attempts, 27 points. And then we were high turnover. So bad combination.
Not a good combination. Here was Karl Anthony Towns, 34 points, 16 rebounds in the loss. Talks about going 2-2 on the road trip, but they won their first two and then dropped the two in Houston and now Atlanta.
Started off well. We got some good momentum moves. And just tonight, you know, including myself, I just came out sluggish. And we can't allow that to happen. You know, we got to impose our will. We got to play, you know, near the next basketball right from the giddy-up. You know, can't just ease into the game.
Also in the loss, Jalen Brunson had 21, but a tough second half. The Knicks now 3-4, the Hawks 4-5 on the season. Elsewhere in Boston, you had Steve Kerr and the Warriors taking on the Celtics. Not that Kerr played, but the head coach. And before the game, he was asked about feeling regret for not playing Jason Tatum in the Olympics. This was his first time in Boston, so the Boston media got a chance to ask him.
Do I have any regrets? We can't control the story, you know, so... I mean, that's this job. You know?
And that's this job, and then he would go on to say,
look, we won a gold medal.
Well, he did.
We won the gold medal.
Oh, there you
so
go.
I don't give it a whole lot of thought other than, I didn't enjoy, not playing Jason against Serbia, not playing Joel against South Sudan. Those are not fun decisions.
Now, as you can imagine, when he got introduced in Boston... And so you hear the boos, but the Warriors got the last laugh. They won 118-112. Steph Curry had 27. Tatum in the loss with 32. I don't think Jaylen Brown played in this game, so a little shorthanded. But good road win for the Warriors, who are out to a good start at 7-1. Cavaliers beat the Pelicans 131-122. Cleveland 9-0. And the Grizzlies beat the Lakers 131-114. You had Ja Morant score 20. LeBron had 39 in the loss. After that, not a lot. Here was their head coach, J.J. Redick.
I think LeBron was fantastic tonight.
I mean, the biggest thing stood out. I mean, I had no idea he had 39 until I'm not looking at the box scores during the game. But, you know, he played hard, you know. He's almost 40 years old and played the hardest on our team. Says a lot about him.
So with one of the follow-ups, and then he leaves.
JJ, you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
That was it. Got up and walked away. So he was done with that conversation.
Welcome to the NBA coaching ranks.
Yeah, he is prickly, man. He is. A lot of stuff bothers that guy. I mean, it happened when he was on TV. It's happening now. He's very easily rankled. Does that make sense?
Certainly seems to be.
Rankled, is that a word there, Eddie? Right, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
College basketball, you had number 3 UConn beat up Sacred Heart 92-56, number 25 Rutgers over Wagner, 75-52, and Columbia wins on the road at Villanova 92-80. All right, we've got week 10 of the NFL tonight, Bengals and Ravens. We'll have it on the Fan. Jamar Chase was asked about preparation into this game.
Short week, Jamar. The preparation obviously gets crunched down by a lot. Does it feel to you like cramming for a test back in school?
I didn't study in school. But,
yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't if I were him either.
I think he had
to. He didn't have to study, I guess. But, you know, the thing about it is the Bengals are 4-2 in their last six, but all four wins have come against teams that have losing records.
Well, tonight's a pretty good test.
It will be. It should be a high-scoring game. You know, both these teams go up and down the field, and neither one of their defenses are all that great against the pass.
Bengals 4-5, the Ravens 6-3 on the season. The Giants play in Germany Sunday morning against the Panthers. Daniel Jones sucks being 2-7, but got to keep working.
No one's happy with where we are now. The challenge is now, you know, are you going to let that affect your preparation? Are you going to let that affect your attitude and your effort? Or are you going to use it to, you know, motivate you and, you know, elevate your game, elevate your preparation? And I think, you know, we all have to make the decision to do that.
We shall see. Here was Wink Martindale, their former defensive coordinator. I know you touched on this. This was him yesterday taking his shots at the Giants.
Glad that I'm here. I love the players that we have. You know, I think that it's obviously a different game, but, you know, it's a lot better than being in some places that are 2-7.
Totally unnecessary, especially when that team's not even doing all that well.
What are
right?
they, 5-4 or something like that?
Yeah.
6-4. They're not great, that's for sure.
I think they're 500 somehow, right?
Okay.
They're three and three in the conference.
Overall?
5-4.
Okay, 5-4. So Jerry's right. 5-4. Yeah, I mean,
there's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Not a great year for them, obviously, after coming off a national championship. But, I mean, it's totally unnecessary shot at the Giants.
Speaking of unnecessary shots, you guys also touched on this. I was going to play for you. James Jones, I played this yesterday, criticizing Dak Prescott going on injured reserve with the hamstring injury.
Dak Prescott, with the way the season is going right now, we heard him on the sideline, what he said.
Dak is quitting on these boys. You are not. Is it off the bone?
Yeah, apparently it is off the bone, the hamstring tendon. So he's going to be gone for longer than 4 weeks. Again, that was on FS1. So that is a problem for Dallas, but it is what it is. And so he's injured. And we'll see. Who knows if he apologizes for that?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, right?
Doesn't he have to?
I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, criticize a guy like we criticize Daniel Jones here. We criticize Aaron Rodgers, whatever. It's criticizing the play is one thing. But saying a guy quit, and especially this guy, out of all the guys to say that quit on his team, this guy doesn't quit on his team.
When he had a massive injury. Massive.
I mean, the hamstring is off the bone, Jerry.
He also played with he also had a hand injury in that game that he played through until the hamstring injury occurred. So, not great. And again, he is referencing, and we all saw it, you know, Dak on the sideline saying, we bleeping suck, which they haven't been good.
Yeah, well, they'll clean house and start over again next year.
Now, with Dak out, that's going to hurt some fantasy football owners, some like Kevin Durant, who was on with Kay Adams yesterday.
My fantasy team took a hit for sure.
You never even told me. I'm getting all of a sudden you're peeling back the layers on me for me right now. You never told me he was your quarterback.
I did tell you that. See how
you picked him as your MVP.
Another woman who don't listen.
You know, the main thing about Kevin Durant, I thought he was a Washington Commanders fan. And he got Dallas Cowboys quarterback as his fantasy quarterback?
That doesn't make any sense. You know what you do. You have whoever's going to help you win. And Dak wasn't playing that well, so his team probably stinks.
Very stereotypical, though, of KD, no?
Yeah, well, it's another woman who doesn't listen to me.
Ooh. Do you remember Clyde and Mike Breen back in the day on MSG? A stereotypical flashback. No?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure he does, right?
Yeah, it's before G's time.
Pass deflected out of bounds by Rice. It's still Nick Ball, 5 on the shot clock. And that basketball hit a woman in about the 4th row on the deflection. She appears to be a little shaken up.
She's probably running her mouth like most women instead of watching the game.
I never heard that.
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, God. That was a promo for a long time. So
shut your pie hole.
Yeah, very stereotypical. That was like 1995, I think. I think that was when they were on the radio. Sure.
We can't play that Bob Murphy thing, can we?
Let's move on.
No.
The GM meetings Wednesday. Scott Boras talking the Mets plan in the offseason.
I think the Mets are obviously trying to get to their goal, which is winning a world championship, and I think they've been very clear about pursuing this aggressively.
And that was a very serious comment, nothing goofy or stupid. Here was David Stearns and asking for a reaction to that.
I certainly think we are pursuing aggressively players that we believe will help us win a World Series, not only this year, but for years to come.
So you want to win the World Series.
Accurate.
So you're being definitive here, huh?
Being definitive.
And so everybody knows they're going to battle with the Yankees and these other teams. And there's this report that the Rays are going to be in on Juan Soto. No, they're not. Here was Boras, though, gushing about Soto and what he will provide to a team.
Well, I think the fact that when you have something that no one else has in the player community, in the talent arena, you have the jewel, you have the Mona Lisa.
And then he would go on to say,
the Mona Lisa.
He will be in his prime for the next 15 years, so we shall see. And then lastly,
So if he's saying that he's going to be in his prime for the next 15 years, he's looking for a 15-year deal?
That's what it sounds like to me.
to get to 41?
Yeah. When he puts 15 out there, that tells me that's what he wants. That's a lot of years. So we shall see.
The closest thing to this would, I think Mike Trout signed a 12-year deal at the age of 27.
Well, no, we talked about Harper yesterday at 26 years old signing.
13.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all similar. I mean, 12, 13, 14, whatever. They're very long deals.
It's a 15-year deal.
Very lengthy. Oof. And then I'll leave you with this. Do you remember this clip from October 2nd about Jordan Montgomery from the Diamondbacks owner?
Looking back, in hindsight, a horrible decision. You know, to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It's our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint.
Wow.
And yes, I'm the perpetrator of that.
So I play that because the GM of the Diamondbacks met with Montgomery, I guess, to kind of clear the air. I don't know how you clear that air because that was pretty rough.
Well, Montgomery actually picked up the option, though.
Well, yeah, of course
so
he
now,
did.
So now if you're the Diamondbacks, do you try to trade him at least?
I guess you could.
I guess you would have to.
Amazing. Right? He didn't opt out after that crappy season?
No, he basically opted and said, screw you. I'm opting in for my new deal.
Yeah, exactly. So there you have it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.